Okay, and thank you very much, and welcome to this live broadcast once again. Over here at Tikiok School in Point Hope, Alaska, the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic. It is the third and final day of the Tip-Off Tournament. And we are just about getting ready to get underway here. It is the fourth game of this afternoon. We had a couple of nice games here to start off the day. We had an upset by the 1A Noatak boys defeating the 4A Chugiak Mustangs by a handily 8 points. They were up by as much as 15. And following that game, the 1A Wainwright Huskies defeated the 2A Tikiok home team, Harpoonerettes, pulled away in the victory by 5 points there. And now we have the King Cove T-Jacks coming in at a record of 0-3, have yet to pick up a victory here in this tip-off tournament. All of their games have been close all the way down to the end, and let's see if today they can pick up a victory here against the Chivac Comets. Also winless here in this tip-off tournament at 0-2. The Chivac Comets, coached by Ulrich. King Cove, coached by Randall Newman. And the tip-off comes over to the Chivac Comets, but the ball rolls out of bounds, and it will go to King Cove. For King Cove, Connor and Ian Samuelson, Tim and Ethan Mack, and number one, Levi Larson, starting out the starting lineups for the T-Jacks. And here in the early going, we have an early foul charge to the Comets. That'll be on number 21, Ozzie Friday. Correction, that foul is going to be charged to number 24, they have him listed as Chris Babcock, but I believe that's Tim Mack. Here we go. Ozzie Friday with the ball, crossing the half-court line, gives it over to number 11. That's Shane Hardiman. Hardiman over to Mickey Muchan, guarded by Larson. Over to Ozzie Friday. Spots up from the 14-foot free throw line on the right side and goes in. It's a 2-0 ball game. And the Comets draw first blood. And immediately coming across is the T-Jacks. There's a layup by Larson. No good. Gets the offensive rebound. Puts it back up. No good. Offensive rebound to Connor Samuelson. Puts it up. That's good. And so tie ball game. All knotted up at 2. 7 minutes to go. Off the press. It's a steal by number 24, Tim Mack. Puts it up, and that's good. Nice looking fadeaway jumper to hit the glass. And here comes another press. And another steal. That's Ethan Mack with the steal that time. He's going to drive it all the way inside. Puts it up too hard. Rebound comes down. Offensive rebound over to Tim Mack. And he's going to put it up, and he's going to draw the foul. So a nice aggressive drive inside there off the offensive rebound for Tim Mack. going to give the T-Jacks an opportunity to go up either 5-2 or 6-2 with two free throws. And so it's 6:41 to go. Tim Mack patiently dribbles, puts up the first of two. Well, that's good. King Cove, T-Jacks, as I panned out at the start of this, losing to Point Hope, Chugiak, and Noatak in three nail-biters, and have yet to win a ball game here. Tim Mack makes the second free throw. It's a 6-2 ball game in favor of King Cove. And another press coming here for King Cove, looking strong, but they force a foul over here. Ball's going to continue to be Comets basketball. The T-Jacks in the dominant black with the white and gold stripes. And the Comets of T-Vac in the dominant white with the black and red stripes. Friday gives it over to number 23. That's Mickey Muchan. Over to the right side, can't find nothing. Over to Shane Hardiman. Hardiman. Double team, gives it over to Ozzie Friday. Friday pulls the same move as he did a second ago, puts up the same jumper from 16, no good. It's a rebound coming up to Tim Mack, and not before being fouled by number one, Jaden Oron with the foul. That's his first personal, that's the second team foul on Chivac, and inbounds comes over to Tim Mack, over to Ethan Mack. They come down quickly. It's Ian Samuelson. He's going to spot up from the right side, three-point line, no good. Gets nothing but air. Rebound comes down to Larson. Larson on the offensive rebound, working hard. Ball comes over to Ethan Mack. A partial steal there, but Ethan Mack drives down all the way to the ground, hustles, gets it. And the ball is going to come out to Tim Mack. He resets up top. He's guarded by Jaden Oldrone. Over to the right side, baseline. Attempt by Ethan Mack. He's going to find a double team and kick it over to Ian Samuelson. Puts it up from 14, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Larson. So here in the early going, the T-Jacks with four offensive rebounds. Connor Samuelson over to Ian Samuelson. Double team comes. Back to Connor. He's going to spot up from three-point land. And that hits nothing but air. So the T-Jacks with a couple of early three-pointers coming up a bit short there. There's an outlet pass on the press to no avail. It's going to be another steal. That steals by Larson. Over to Ethan Mack. Puts it up a little too hard. Offensive rebound to Larson. Over to Connor Samuelson. Spots up from three. No good. Offensive rebound. Over to the T-Jacks. Tim Mack. He's going to spot up for three. No good. But he's going to grab his own rebound. Not before getting the over-the-back call. So the T-Jacks working hard. Getting the offensive rebounds and the steals off the press. And here we go. Comets inbounding underneath the bucket. And here comes the press once again by King Cove. The ball comes into Ozzie Friday. He breaks the press. He's guarded by Samuelson. Here comes the screen. He gets the screen. Crosses the timeline. Over to number one. That's Jaden Oron. Over to number 23, Mickey Muchan. He drives inside the paint. Puts up the shot. That's good. A nice looking drive there right inside the key to bring the Comets within two. 6-4 in favor of King Cove. Ian Samuelson over to Connor. Double team comes back up to Ian Samuelson. Over to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack can't find nothing over on the right side baseline. Kicks it up back up top the key. He turns around, goes back inside, and he's going to be rejected inside by number 23, Mickey Muchan. And on the ensuing possession there will be a timeout called by the King Cove T-Jacks. The King Cove T-Jacks, Levi Larson, Ian Samuelson, Connor Samuelson, Chris Babcock, Tim Mack, Ethan Mack, Anthony Reeve, and Dylan Larson, coached by Randall Newman in his first season. And for the Comets, Ozzie Friday, Mickey Muchan, Jaden Oron, Mason Martins, Shane Hardiman, Mikey Boy Jones, Jermaine Joe, and Lincoln Friday. They come in at 0-2 during this tip-off tournament. And play resumes here off the timeout. Here comes the Comets of T-Vac. It's the full-court press by the T-Jacks. And the Comets break it. That's number 23, Mickey Muchan. He's going to drive all the way inside the paint. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up off the backboard. That's good. It's a tie ball game. 6-6. 4:15 to go here, first quarter, early going. Ethan Mack gives it over to Samuelson. Ian Samuelson looking left, looking right, fades away from 15, no good, right side baseline. Ball's going to stay here. And that's going to be a foul charged to number 23, Mickey Mutchin. That's the third team foul on the Comets. So underneath King Cove's bucket, they'll be able to inbound. Ian Samuelson gets the ball from the inbounds from Connor over to Larson, over to Ethan Mack. Nice drive inside. Aggressive move to give the lead 8-6. And here comes the full court press. Comets trying to break it. Ozzie Friday can't find nobody. Still can't find nobody. Gives it over to Mickey Mutchan. He breaks the press and crosses the timeline just in time. And over to Jaden Olron. Olron sees open space. Drives it all the way in. No good. And the rebound comes down to number 40, Ethan Mack. He's going to drive all the way inside. Coast to coast for the bucket. 10-6 in favor of King Cove. 3:25 to go, first quarter. Tikiok School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska. It's the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic. This tournament has been going on since 1989. One of the final tournaments in this old gymnasium built in 1979. As next year, we will move into a brand new gymnasium just right next door across Tikiok Avenue. 3 minutes to go. Ball's on the floor. Players hustling for it. Ozzie Friday comes up with the basketball. He's going to find a wide open Mutchan. Puts up the shot. A nice dime there by Friday on the assist to give Mickey Mutchan the 2 points and cut the lead within two. King Cove with the lead, 10-8, 2:45 to go. Connor Samuelson up top, rotates, gives it all the way left side, wide open Ian Samuelson. He's going to spot up from three, and that hits nothing but net. Nice-looking three-point shot by Ian Samuelson, gives the King Cove T-Jacks a 13-8 ball game. Ozzie Friday breaking the press, gives it over to number three. That's Mason Martins. Three-point bucket is no good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack doing what he did a minute ago, goes coast-to-coast, and same results. Nice-looking hustle play by Mack. And Chivak coming down, breaking the press. Ozzie Friday crossing the timeline, guarded by Ian Samuelson. He's going to reset up top. And here come plays coming over here. Left side, Jaden Olron looking for the baseline. Can't find nobody. Gives it over to Mickey Mutchan. He's going to drive after one dribble inside. Pulls up from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Mack. Over to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson quickly dribbles across the half-court line. Dribbles inside. Hits a floater. No good. And the rebound's going to come over to Mutchan. Mutchan's going to take it all the way down. Minute 40 to go, 15-8 in favor of King Cove. There's a drive, wide open. Number 11, that's Shane Hardiman. The ball goes in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Ethan Mack, and he's going to drive to coast once again. I tell you what, Ethan Mack is ready to play today. He's got 5 rebounds here in the early going. We are only in the first quarter, minute 31 to go. Connor Samuelson inbounding underneath their basket. Gives it over to number 55. That's Dylan Larson. Bad pass. Ozzie Friday. A little too long on the pass to Jaden Olron, but he saves it and he's going to give it over to Mutchan, who's going to spot up from 15. No good. But he's going to get the long offensive rebound. Going to kick it over to number 11, Shane Hardiman. He's going to spot up the three, and that's good. Over to the right side court, three-point line. 15-11 in favor of King Cove. Here comes Ethan Mack. Dribbles right, dribbles left, puts up the floater, no good, grabs his own rebound. He's putting it back up, no good, grabs his own rebound again, thinking about the shot. Double team comes, and it's Ian Samuelson. Samuelson puts up the shot, no good. And Friday on the defensive rebound travels it. Ethan Mack going to work, the forward for the T-Jacks of King Cove. We are under a minute, 53 seconds remaining. Connor Samuelson inbounding underneath their basket. He can't find nobody. Finds Larson. Larson can't hold on to it. It's going to be a steal by Hardiman. Hardiman's going to drive all the way in, puts up the shot. That's good. Cuts the lead to 2. King Cove leading by 2. Ian Samuelson gives it over to Mack. Mack over to Connor Samuelson. Double team comes over to Ian Samuelson. He's guarded by number 11, Shane Hardiman. Over up top to Connor as King Cove tries for a reset. 30 seconds left. They lead by 2. Ian Samuelson up top. Resets. Over to his brother Connor. Connor guarded by Jaden Olron. Samuelson for three. No good. And both teams fighting for the rebound there. It comes up over to Ozzie Friday. Friday gives it over to Olrone. Olrone's going to spot up from left side. Three-point land, nothing but net. What a shot by Jaden Olrone to give the Comets a one-point lead. 2 seconds left. And Ethan Mack, after two nice quick passes all the way down court, Ethan Mack drives in and draws the foul. That's a 15 foul on the Comets. And going to the line shooting two will be Mack to try and tie or take the lead. First shot goes up, no good. So 0.7 seconds remaining to round up this first quarter. Ethan Mack dribbles twice, puts up the shot, and that's no good. And rebound comes down to the Comets, and that's the way the first quarter is going to end. 16-15 in favor of the Comets, coming up with the lead there at the end of the quarter. So some nice fast-paced basketball to start off this game between the King Cobra T-Jacks and the T-Vac Comets. Play resumes. Second quarter possession starting over to King Cove. Connor Samuelson with the ball. Gives it over to Ethan Mack. Over to Connor Samuelson. Finds Tim Mack on the left side baseline. He tries to find something there on the drive. Kicks it back out. Resets over to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson puts up the running floater inside of the key. No good. Rebound, Ozzie Friday. Ozzie Friday. Waiting for one of the players who needed to recover from the other end of the court there. And that's Muchan. And Muchan's going to spot up from 15. On the right side, free throw, top of the key. And that's good. 18-15 in favor of T-Vac. Here comes the T-Jacks. Bad pass by Connor Samuelson is going to be a steal by Olrone. Olrone, he's got numbers. But the T-Jacks quickly recover, and the ball's going to go over to Muchan. Reset up top, Jaden Olrone. Olrone, bad pass, stolen by Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack, it's a two-on-one. He's going to drive all the way inside, puts it up, it's good. Nice-looking steal and drive by Ethan Mack on the hustle play there. 18-17 in favor of T-Vac. Muchan gives it over to number 11. Three-point shot there by Shane Hardiman. 21-17 T-Vac. Tim Mack gives it over to Ethan Samuelson. Over to Ethan Mack. Another bad pass. A little miscommunication there. A little misread on the play will be a turnover for the T-Jacks, and it's going to be Ozzie Friday up here up top of the key. Gives it over to Muchan. Muchan over to the left side, over to Olrone. Olrone can't find nothing on the baseline on the left side. And it's going to come over to 23. That's Mickey Muchan. Over to Jaden Olrone. He gets double-teamed. Finds Muchan. He's going to spot up from three. No good. Offensive rebound comes down. Number 41, Jermaine Joe. Just enters the ball game on that previous possession. Jaden Olrone puts up the floating jumper. No good. Rebound to Tim Mack. And gives it over to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson's got a wide-open layup, but he couldn't hold on to the basketball there and travels it. And immediately, his players encouraging him, letting him know that move on to the next play here. 21-17, here comes the Comets. Jaden Olrone, bad pass, stolen by Tim Mack. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. Alley-oop over to Ethan Mack, puts up the shot, no good. And that'll be an over-the-back foul on number 11, Ian Samuelson. That's the fourth team foul on the T-Jax. Substitution here for the Comets. Number three, Mason Martins is going to enter the ball game for Chivac. We're live here from Tikiuk School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska. Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic here on KSDP. I'm your broadcaster, Tyreek DeRozenkirk. You can also download the previous games on apradio.org. For the King Cove T-Jax. 5:30 to go, 21-17 in favor of Chivac. Ian Samuelson, give and go with Ethan Mack. Samuelson puts up the shot inside the key, no good. Grabs his own rebound, puts it up, and one. A nice recovery there on the rebound. Offensive rebound by Ian. Will give himself an opportunity for a three-point play. That'll be the sixth team foul on Chivac. I don't think they put the bucket on the score yet on the board. And they do now. 21-19. 21-20 now. T-Jax cut the lead to one. 5:19 to go, second quarter. Ozzie Friday, double team comes from Samuelson and Mack. Over to Muchan. Muchan gives it over to Hardeman, who just previously made a three on that same shot there. And here comes a nice pass made by number 40, Ethan Mack. Skybox all the way up there. But he was met by number 21, Ozzie Friday, and was surprised to see him matching his leaping ability. But he also drew the foul. So Matt goes to the line, puts up the first free throw. No good. And substitution for Chivac, number 41, Jermaine Joe. Ethan Mack puts up the second free throw. No good. That rebound's going to come down to Jermaine Joe. Over to Ozzie Friday. Ozzie Friday crosses the half-court line, puts up the fadeaway jumper. No good. Rejected by Ian Samuelson, but he's going to recover and put the shot back up, and he's going to be fouled. And that foul will be charged to Ian Larson or Levi Larson, rather. It's not on the shot. That'll be the fifth team foul on the T-Jax. Ozzie Friday guarded by Ian Samuelson. Trying to find something with a triple threat move over to 23. Muchan on the right side baseline. Can't find nothing. Kicks it back up to Larson. Kicks it back up to Friday, rather. And Jaden Olone's going to spot up from three. No good. Rebound comes down to Hardeman. Over to Friday. Over to Muchan. Back to Hardeman. Can't find nothing. They reset up top. Hardeman thinks about the three. Can't find nothing. Double team comes. It's a steal. Samuelson. Samuelson and Friday fighting for the ball, and Friday able to get the opportunity to call the timeout as he fought for the ball on the ground. That'll be a 30-second timeout on Chivac. So Ozzie Friday hustling on the rebound there to recover the basketball and get the 30-second timeout with 4:25 to go, second quarter. It's a 21-20 basketball game. The Chivac Comets leading by one. And fresh off the timeout, Jermaine Joe inbounding underneath. Gives it over to Jaden Olone. Over to Muchan. Muchan finds Hardeman. Looking inside. Post-up play over to Ozzie Friday. He's going to spin left, spin right. Put up the shot off the backboard. That's good. And one. Nice looking play and pivot move there by number 21, Ozzie Friday, for Chivac. Will give the Comets a three-point lead and an opportunity at a three-point play. A nice looking crowd here filling up the gymnasium here this afternoon. Third final day of the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic, Point Hope, Alaska. Friday makes good on the three-point play, 24-20. Here comes King Cove. Tim Mack, bad pass, almost stolen by Hardeman, but he can't hold on to it, and it's going to stick to King Cove over here at the off the inbounds. It's a bad pass stolen by Jaden Olone. Olone gives it over to Ozzie Friday, thinks about the three. He's guarded by Ian Samuelson. Samuelson picks him up quickly. Over to Muchan, over to Olone. Olone left side baseline, can't find nothing. Back up top, they reset. It's going to come over to number 11, Hardiman. Down low to Ozzie Friday. Friday gives it over to Muchan. He's going to spot up from straight up cross, top of the key. Three-point line, no good. Ball comes long, and that's going to be out of bounds. Over to the T-Jacks. A nice warm day out there here in Point Hope, Alaska. A lot of snow and good warmth basketball here at the Tip-Off Classic. Shot up by Ian Wilson, no good, but rebound's going to come. Offensive rebound by Tim Mack, and that's good. 24-22 in favor of the Comets. Olone calling the play up top. Gives it over to Muchan. Muchan guarded by Larson. Over to Friday. Can't find nothing. Over to the left side. Olone, bad pass over to Hardiman. It's going to be stolen by Ethan Mack. And he's going to go all the way inside. Puts up the shot. That's good. So here the early going, Ethan Mack. He's got about three steals. There's another steal by Tim Mack this time. He's going to go up and put it in. That's good. And they lead by two. So just under 3 minutes to go here. The King Cove T-Jacks picking up the intensity to take the two-point lead here. Here comes Olone. He's guarded by Mack. Bad pass stolen again by Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack, he's got numbers. It's 3-on-1. Here's Ian Samuelson. Puts up the fake, puts up the shot. That's good. And so that's going to force a timeout for Chivac. 30-second timeout. So nice sequence of events fresh off the timeout there by King Cove to give them a four-point lead with 2:38 to go right before halftime. And King Cove trying to get their first win for the tip-off tournament here in Point Hope. As I stated earlier, a couple of close games there. Nail-biters between King Cove and Point Hope on the first day. Point Hope and Chugiak. And, I mean, King Cove and Chugiak, and then King Cove and Noatak. And the Chivac Comets also trying to get their first W here. They're 0-2. They also have a... Today is their doubleheader game, the Chivac Comets. They play the Point Hope Harpooners tonight. And here's Hardiman. The double team comes over to Friday. Friday over on the right side baseline. Can't find nothing. He's guarded by Samuelson. He's going to put the pivot move on. Drive on inside. Pick up the shot. It's good. Three-point play. Nice looking drive there by Friday to give himself the opportunity for the three-point play. And... coming into the game for the T-Jacks is going to be number 55. That's Dylan Larson. Friday puts up the three-point opportunity. No good. Rebound comes on to Larson. Over to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack quickly dribbles all the way inside. He's going to give it over to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson thinks about the three. Instead, he drives inside to get the much better, higher opportunity of a percentage shot and gets the three-point play. Of course, it's not a three-point play until you make the free throw, so he's going to give himself that opportunity right now as he stands at the stripe. Number 11, Ian Samuelson, has a chance to cut this lead to three, and does. 27-30 in favor of Chivac. Here comes the press. Ozzie Friday makes the press, crosses the timeline. He's guarded by Samuelson. Over to Muchan, guarded by Larson, top of the key. Looking for the play, waiting for it. A nice give and go, nice screen and roll, rather, between him and Friday. And Friday puts it up. That's good. Ethan drives all the way inside. No good. Grabs the offensive rebound, puts up the shot. Almost another three-point play, but the ball goes in and out. But he'll give an opportunity for the free throws. Two free throws coming up for Ethan Mack, the forward for the T-Jacks. With a minute 49 to go. First shot goes up and it's good. Ethan Mack puts up the second free throw. That's good. Minute 48 to go. 28-33 in favor of Chivac. Here's Adi Friday. Friday gives it over to number 15. Just subbed into the ball game. That would be Lincoln Friday. That shot's no good. And the steal comes over to Chivac. Shot by Friday, no good. Rebound to King Cove. Ian Samuelson. He's going to drive all the way inside. Gives it over to Ethan Mack. Nice looking drive assist. Nice looking assist and the drive, and that's good. 35-28 in favor of King Cove. I might have presented the wrong information on that previous play there. King Cove leads this basketball game. Larson puts up the shot, no good. Rebound, the other Larson, no good. And here comes Jaden Orone. Jaden Orone dribbles all the way. Ozzie Friday finds a double team. Over to the other Friday. That's Lincoln. Puts up a shot off the backboard. That's good. Cuts the lead to five. King Cove leading by five. Ian Larson crossing the half court line. Over to Tim Mack. Drives the same play. Inside pass is no good. It's going to be stolen by Friday. Ozzie, that is. A triple threat play. Going to reset up top to Jaden Orone. Finds the Lincoln Friday down low. Puts up the shot. No good off the hook shot. And with 38 seconds to go, here comes Ian Samuelson. Gives it over to Mack. Back to Samuelson. Give and go. Samuelson puts up the shot. Fade away. No good. Rebound comes on to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack off the backboard. That's good. 37-30 in favor of King Cove. 25 seconds remaining. First half. Here's number 41. Jermaine Joe gives it over to Orone. Orone resets up top with 14 seconds remaining. Over to Hardiman. Hardiman over to Lincoln Friday. Can't find nothing on the left side. Baseline back up top. Resets. We're down to 7 seconds. We're down to five. Here's Friday. Guarded by Samuelson. We're down to three. Here's Ozzie Friday. Puts up the shot. Almost got the three-point play, but not before being fouled. He'll hit to the line shooting two. And that foul is going to be charged to Ian Samuelson. I believe that's his third personal foul. That's the eighth team foul on King Cove. So with 1.4 seconds left here in the first half, number 21, Ozzie Friday, is going to send himself to the free throw line. First shot goes up. And that hits nothing but net. So perhaps a little fatigue there, settling in before the half ends. And so no good on the first free throw. Second attempt coming up here. Patiently dribbles, puts up the shot. That's no good. Rebound over to Ethan Mack, and he quickly calls a timeout. And that'll leave him enough time to pull off one more play, one more shot here at the end of the half, and add on to the 7-point lead here in this first half with 1 second remaining. With 1 second to go here in the second quarter. One last play. Tim Mack inbounding. Let's see what they draw up. Coach Newman draws up a full-court play over to Samuelson, but he can't hold on to it. The pass is overthrown there, and 1 second will remain since nobody touched the ball. And it'll be the Comets, rather, getting the ball and an opportunity right underneath their basket with 1 second remaining. They are down seven. Let's see what they can scoop up here with 1 second left. Orone inbounding. Looking left, looking right. Can't find nobody. Gives it over to Follow. Puts up the shot. Fade away. Jumper off the backboard. That's going to count. And that's the way the first half is going to end. 37-32 in favor of King Cove. And we'll be back here on this live broadcast from Tiki Luck School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska, on the KSDP Network. I'm your broadcaster, Tyreek DeRozan, Kirkovia. We'll be back in 10 minutes, folks. Thank you for joining us live here. We are here in the fourth quarter, 6:25 to go. Fourth quarter, King Cove with a comfortable 52-47 lead. Yeah, that third quarter was a lot of turnovers and stagnant basketball. And the T-Jacks were able to hold on to the lead and keep a distance between the Comets. And so we'll see what the fourth quarter can present here with 6 minutes to go. 52-47 in favor of King Cove. Here's Hardiman. Right side, three-point shot, no good. And that ball is going to remain T-Jack basketball. Jermaine Joe inbounding underneath their basket. Three team fouls for T-Jack, four team fouls for King Cove. Ethan Mack grabs the rebound, grabs the steal, rather, and it's going to be a foul on Ozzie Friday. That's going to be the fourth team foul for Chivac. Connor Samuelson on the inbounds. Gives it over to Ian. Gives it over to Ethan Mack. Drives and the teardrop goes up. No good. So the fourth quarter, somewhat of a replica of the third quarter. A lot of fouls, turnovers. But nonetheless, Ethan Mack will send himself to the free throw line. First shot goes up. No good. Mack has a chance to extend this lead to six. After a couple patient dribbles, puts up the second free throw. No good. Grabs his own long rebound. Goes back up. Nope. Gives it over to Connor Samuelson. He wasn't ready for that. Stolen by Oron. Over to Friday. Friday. It's a three-on-one. Puts up the shot. No good. He had a wide-open guy on there on that drive, and he chose to drive it in, and no good. Ethan Mack gives it over to Samuelson. He's going to spot up from three-point line from the right side. No good. And that rebound is going to go over to Jermaine Joe. So Ian Samuelson trying to put a nail in the coffin on that possession. Ozzie Friday gives it over to Jaden Oron, guarded by Ethan Mack. He's going to look left, look right. Gives it over to Hardiman. Can't find nothing on the right side baseline. Kicks it back up top. Gives it over to stolen by Ethan Mack. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. He wasn't ready for that. Spiel. It's a turnover. So here comes the Comets of Chivac. Both teams trying to get their first victory here in the tip-off tournament in Point Hope, Alaska. Number 21, Ozzie Friday, spots up from 14 inside the key. That's good. 49-52. So the Comets, they're not going away with the fight here, trying to get their first victory. 52-49 in favor of King Cove. It's a 30-second timeout by King Cove. And here we go, fresh off the timeout, just under 5 minutes to go. King Cove inbounding. It's a three-point shot by Tim Mack. No good. Rebound comes down to Ozzie Friday. They could either cut the lead to one or tie the ball game on this possession. Both teams winless, trying to get their first win. Ozzie Friday looks left out the double team over to number 41. That would be Jermaine Joe. A shot by Friday, no good. Long rebound comes over to Ian Samuelson. Samuelson patiently dribbles across the timeline, gives it over to Ethan Mack. Ethan Mack looks over to Larson. Levi Larson, that is, into the ballgame. Both Larsons into the ballgame. Here's Tim Mack. Can't find nothing. Gives it over to Samuelson up top. Resets over to Tim Mack. Off the double team, gives it over to Ian Samuelson. Spots up from 13 feet on the left side baseline. That's good. 54-49. A long outlet pass comes off to Jaden O'Rourke from the pass from Friday. That's good. 51-54. Here's Tim Mack on the other end. Gives it over to Samuelson. Spots up from 14, top of the key. On the right side, no good. Rebound over to Ethan Mack. Gets the offensive rebound in the miss, no good. Gets his offensive rebound, but travels. That'll be a turnover for the T-Jacks. And so here comes the Comets. Mason Martins on the inbounds. Gives it over to Friday, guarded by Mack. Here comes the screen on the short press there. Friday crossing the timeline. Here comes a screen by Hardiman. Can't find nothing out of that sequence. Gives it over. Friday still holding on to the basketball. 3.5 minutes remaining. They are down three. Friday spots up from top of the key. No good. Rebound comes down to the explosive Tim Mack. And a long outlet pass over to Samuelson. He was going to attempt the layup there. Puts up the fake, rather, instead. And that will put Ian Samuelson in the bonus situation with 3:23 to go. King Cove up three. Samuelson puts it up, and that's good. First free throw is good for Ian. And making sure his players are in position to grab the rebound in case he misses. Takes a couple of free throw dribbles. Puts up the shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Ozzie Friday. He's going to dribble all the way down court, guarded by Ethan Mack. He's going to think about the triple threat there. No good. Gives it up to Jaden Olrone. Guarded by Samuelson. Over to Hardiman. Wide open three-point shot, a little too late because Larson recovered there. Friday, down low, posting up, puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to Ethan Mack. On the strong rebound, finds Ian Samuelson. It's the outlet pass over to Larson. Larson puts up the layup. In and out. No good. Rebound comes down to 41. That's Jermaine Joe. Over to Friday. And Friday drives all the way in, splits the defenders. No good. A little too hard off the layup. Wide open. So the Comets, Tim Mack, spots up from way downtown on the right side, three-point line. It's good. 58-51, what a shot by Tim Mack. And Ozzie Friday up top. Gives it over to number three. That's Mason Martins, give and go. Back to Friday. He puts up the shot, no good, but it's going to be a travel. And the ball's going to be back to the Comets. So the Comets getting their opportunities here in the fourth quarter and not capitalizing off the easy layups to try to pick up their first win here in the tip-off tournament. But that's good news for the King Cove T-Jacks. 58-51, and it's a timeout by Chivak with 2:14 to go in the fourth quarter. And here we go. Play resumes. Fresh out the timeout. Jaden Olrone for the Comets will inbound the ball underneath their bucket with 2:14 to go, down 7. Finds Ozzie Friday off the inbounds. A good split on Ethan Mack there. Will send himself to the free throw line. That foul will be on Ethan Mack. That's the 14th foul on the T-Jacks. Ozzie Friday will send himself to the free throw line here. Here comes the first of two. And that's good. They are down 6. He has a chance to cut it to 5. And after a couple of patient dribbles, puts up the second shot. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Martins. He puts up the shot. No good on the offensive rebound. But that's no good. And here comes Tim Mack. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. Over to Tim Mack. Give and go. No good. Tim Mack on the drive, on the aggressive drive there, and to send himself to the free throw line to shoot 2. First shot goes up. No good. So the T-Jacks with a 6-point lead and a minute 58 to go, fourth quarter. The Comets in the 1-1. Second shot goes up, no good. Rebound, offensive rebound comes down to Larson. Over to Ian Samuelson. Spots up from 3, no good. And that's going to be over the back foul, number 24. That's Tim Mack. And he's going to fall out of the ballgame. A key player. Very instrumental to this offense and defense of the T-Jacks of King Cove. Falling out of the ballgame. Into the ballgame's come number 25, Connor Samuelson, back into the game. And it's a full court press. And I'm not sure the Comets are aware, but they are in the 1-1. And if anything, they should be driving in every time. And minute 51 to go. Here comes the full court press by the T-Jacks. Jaden Olone inbounding. Looking right. Finds Ozzie Friday. Friday crosses the timeline quickly. He's guarded by Ethan Mack. He's got to find somebody. Looks inside. Drives inside. Sets up the shot off the backboard. That's good. A minute 40 to go. 4-point game. King Cove with the lead. Here comes Ethan Mack. Drives inside. Puts up the shot off the backboard. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Larson. Stolen by Martins. And Muchan comes up with the basketball. Gives it over to Ozzie Friday. They have a chance to cut this lead to 2 or 3. There's a 3-point shot by Ozzie Friday. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Gives it over to Ian. Minute 12 to go. Bad pass. Recovered by Samuelson over to Mack. And a carry-in violation. That'll be a turnover by the T-Jacks. So once again, an opportunity to cut the lead to 2 or 1. Ozzie Friday, top of the key. Dribbles left, dribbles right, drives inside, puts up a shot, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Martins. Martins gives it over to Hardiman. Hardiman on the right side baseline. It's going to be a blocking foul there. And they're in the 1-1 situation, so that'll send Hardiman to the line for a 1-1. That foul will be charged to Ethan Mack. I'm not sure the referees are aware, but they're in the 1-1, but they're not giving them the free throws here. Looks like it was a correction on the fouls there. Ozzie Friday puts up the shot. That's good. They're down by two. We are under a minute. That was 16 fouls on King Cove, not in the 1-1. Ethan Mack. Guarded by Hardiman. Gives it over to Connor Samuelson. Over to Ian on the left side. Back up top. Coach trying to tell the Comets to foul. And the T-Jacks avoiding that. It's a traveling violation. Ethan Mack was driving into the paint. Seen Larson on the right side a little too late there and came up with the travel. So with 30 seconds remaining, the Comets down by two. Fourth quarter, Ozzie Friday guarded by Mack. Trying to look for something inside. Gives it over to Jaden Olone. Back up top, reset over to Friday. Down to 20 seconds. Friday spots up from 15. That's good. Tie ball game. No, it's... Yes, it is a tie ball game. Hold on here just a second, folks. The scorekeepers here just messing up on the scoreboard and messing up this opportunity for a live broadcast that could be down to the wire here. The game's supposed to be tied here. There we go. Correction is made. We didn't see too many technicalities there on the scoreboard here for this tournament, but that time it did happen. It also confused the players there as a timeout was called. But the intention was to cross the timeline and call the timeout anyway, and that's what happened for King Cove. So here we go, folks. Kicking off school gymnasium, Point Hope, Alaska. Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic, live here on KSVP Radio. 8 seconds remaining, 58-58, fourth quarter. King Cove with the opportunity here for one last shot. Ball comes inbounds to Ian Mack. Guarded by Olone. Over to Larson. Picks up the shot from 15. No good. Rebound comes down to Ozzie Friday, and they call the timeout and get it with 2.2 seconds remaining. And that was a nice play drawn up by King Cove. They got everything that they wanted, and there was a wide-open shot there at the top right side of the free throw key for Larson. It looked like it was going in. It was just a little bit short. And the rebound came down to Ozzie Friday for the T-backs. And they will get the ball here as some of the crowd members are standing up, understanding the moment here. This is a big game as one of these teams trying to pick up their first win here But make no mistake about it, that is not a representation of how they have conducted themselves as far as effort in this tournament, playing some big schools, such as the likes of Point Hope and Chugiak, and just losing by a couple of points there. And so with 2.2 seconds remaining, tie ball game. Folks, this is what kids dream about, opportunities like this. 2.2 seconds remaining. Here's the inbound by Jaden Orone. He's going to look long court over to Ozzie Friday. And it's going to be a foul. Ozzie Friday went down hard, and he's not getting up right now. He went down real hard as he went for the V-cut there and tried to stave off the defender. And he's still trying to shake off the cobwebs. And does, and the crowd... Now we're going to have a timeout here as the coach is going to try to give him more time to gather himself. So Ozzie Friday is going to head to the free throw line on the 1-1. That was the 17th foul for King Cove. That foul was going to be on Larson, the much larger player than Ozzie Friday. I'm not sure that he was aware of Friday cutting in on that play also. He just ran into each other. And Friday went flying out of bounds. And I tell you what, all tournament I've been talking about this three-man weave by King Cove. If anybody's able to do it after this free throw, it's King Cove. But first, we have a 1-1 situation here. 2.2 seconds remaining. This can have big dividends here to shape up the regional tournament later on in the year. Friday puts up the shot. No good. Rebound to Ian Samuelson. He's going to put up the shot for the win from full court. Almost goes in. And we are going to overtime. Here on this live broadcast, KSDP, Point Hope, Alaska, the Comets of T-Vec and the T-Jacks of King Cove all knotted up at 58 apiece, fourth quarter. We are going to overtime. We'll be back here in a few moments, folks. And so here we go, the start of overtime. Tim Mack fouled out of the ball game, so he will not be a part of this overtime. He is a much-needed component to the T-Jacks. Ozzie Friday seemed to have recovered and picked himself up, so he'll be jumping for the Comets against Ethan Mack. Ball comes down to the Comets. The ball's up top to Ozzie Friday. Tie ball game. Start of overtime. Ozzie Friday guarded by Ethan Mack, top of the key. Calls for the play. Looks like a reversal. And that's going to set him up for the shot. The shot inside the paint is no good. It's going to be recovered by the T-Jacks. Bad pass from Ian Samuelson over to Connor. He can't hold on to it, and that ball is going to be back to T-Vac. 18 fouls for T-Vac, 17 fouls for the T-Jacks. So they are both in the 1-1. Ball's up top to Hardiman. He's guarded by Larson. Near steal by Ethan Mack as the ball is recovered by Ozzie Friday. A little bit too much body on that possession is going to be a foul on Ethan Mack. So that's both teams with eight fouls. Ozzie Friday going to the line for the 1-1 with 4:30 to go. Shot goes up, and that's good. Gives the Comets a one-point lead. The Comets coming in at 0-2 in this tip-off tournament in Point Hope. And the King Cove T-Jacks at 0-3, losing to Point Hope, Chugiak, and Noatak. All in close games, decided by 5 points or less. And here we go, the second free throw, no good. The T-Jacks immediately crossing the half-court line. Ian Samuelson over to Connor Samuelson, left side. Back over to Ian. Ian spots up inside the paint from 15, no good. The rebound comes down to Hardiman. Over to the point guard, that's Ozzie Friday handling the ball. Guarded by Ethan Mack. Trying to shake him off and drive inside the paint, but Ethan Mack playing some good defense there. Ball comes over to number 41, that's Jermaine Joe, over to Hardiman. And they turn the ball over, but it was immediately a travel by Ian Samuelson. So a turnover by the T-Jacks. Just under 4 minutes to go. Comets lead by one. Friday, top of the left side. Pulls up from 15 on the right side. Top of the free throw. No good. The offensive rebound is going to be fought between number 3, Mason Martins, and number 55, Dylan Larson. It's going to lead to a jump ball. That'll be T-Jacks basketball. 3:40 to go. Here's Ethan Mack. Guarded by Olone. Over to the left side, Connor Samuelson. Back to Ethan. Finds Ian Samuelson on the left side. Thinks about the three, can't find nothing. Kicks it back up top, they reset. Ethan Mack, guarded by Olone. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson on the right side. 3-point shot, good. Nice shot. And 3 points at that. 61-59 in favor of King Cove. Here's Ozzie Friday. Spits three defenders. Puts up the shot off the hop. Skip. It's good. Tie ball game. What a nice looking drive there by Friday. Ian Samuelson, same spot. A little too fast on that play. Leads to a air ball. So just under 3 minutes. Ozzie Friday does the same play. Same drop step play. And it goes in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Connor Samuelson, and he immediately calls a timeout. That'll be a full timeout. 61-61, 2:48 to go here in overtime at Tizzy Rock School Gymnasium. This is the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic. Yeah, eating it. All right, here we go. Fresh off the timeout. T-Jacks. It's Ethan Mack. Gives it over to Ian Samuelson. He's guarded by Martins. Pulls a spin move. Drops from 15. No good. From the right side baseline, no good. Rebound's going to come down to the Comets. Ozzie Friday. Crossing the half-court line. Guarded by Ethan Mack. 2:20 to go. Overtime. 61 apiece. Both teams in the penalty. Ozzie Friday, with patience, gives it over to Jaden Olrone on the right side. Nothing on the baseline, so he kicks it back up to Friday. Friday's going to drive inside the paint, puts up a shot. It's good. Nice looking pull-up jumper inside the paint by Ozzie Friday. We are under 2 minutes. Ethan Mack with the ball. Gives it over to Connor Samuelson. Back to Ethan Mack. Over to Ian Samuelson on the right side baseline. Can't find nothing. Gives it over to Connor. Back up top of the key. Over to Ethan Mack on the left side. It's a reversal that sends Ian Samuelson all the way to the other end on the left side, and he's going to be wide open. He's going to spot up from three-point land, folks. Guess what? You got it. A three-point shot from way downtown for Ian Samuelson, 64-63. Here's Ozzie Friday. Drives all the way inside. Splits two defenders. And gets the shot off the double team to get the shot on the right side baseline off the backboard. 1 point lead. Minute 19 to go. Ian Samuelson with the ball. Gives it over to Connor. Connor gives it over to Ethan Mack. Double team. Gives it over to Samuelson. Back up top. Reset. Ethan Mack gives it over to Ian Samuelson here on the right side. Here comes a screen by Larson. There comes a three-point shot. A little too soft. And it's going to be a rebound there. Offensive rebound by Dylan Larson. Getting some crucial minutes here in overtime. Larson subbing in for Tim Mack, playing this whole overtime. And he will get the opportunity for two free throws. Either tie or take the lead. Dylan Larson. No good on the first free throw. All of his teammates going over to him and letting him know that that's all right. Let's go ahead and make this next one. So here we go. The T-Jacks in the dominant black with the golden white stripes. Larson puts up the second free throw. That's no good. Rebound comes down to Jermaine Joe. Over to Ozzie Friday. We are under a minute. Overtime, 65-64 in favor of the Comets. Ozzie Friday is going to drive inside to pull up the same familiar patented jump shot inside the key. That's good. 67-64. Here comes the T-Jacks. Ethan Mack picks up the shot. Offensive foul. He had a little bit too much hang time on that play. Stuck his knee right into his defender and gets the offensive foul. So with 39 seconds to go, here comes the Comets. It's Ozzie Friday. He's struggling to get across the half-court line and finally does. He's guarded by Ethan Mack. We're down to 30 seconds to go. The T-Jacks have to either go for the steal or get the... it's a traveling violation. The referee called a travel on Ozzie Friday as he drove inside the paint and got the same hot step that he's been getting this whole second half. But a little bit too much aggression on that play leads to a turnover. So the T-Jacks, with 20 seconds remaining, here they come, down three. Connor Samuelson from downtown, goes in and out. Rebound comes down to Ozzie Friday. We're down to 12 seconds. They got a foul. And it's a carry. Another opportunity for the T-Jacks. They can't ask for any more opportunities than this, folks. Another turnover. Here we go. We're down to 10 seconds. 64-67. Ian Samuelson from downtown. What a shot by Samuelson. Tie ball game. Oh, my goodness. As Kevin Harlan would say, with no regard to human life. What a shot by Ian Samuelson. We have seen that all tournament long, folks. We are all knotted up once again. Same scenario as the fourth quarter. 67-67, 2.2 seconds remaining. And the Comets will get the ball to either go for the win or this game is going to overtime, to double overtime. My. The clock has been reset to 3.5 seconds remaining. The three officials were discussing that. So with 3.5 seconds remaining, tie ball game, 67 apiece. Jaden Oron will take the ball up full court. He will take the ball out for the Comets. And the referee's trying to clear the floor where the kids might be. And here we go. Ozzie Friday with the ball. He's going to spot up from half court. Shot goes up,
no good. We are going to double overtime.
Folks, we'll be back for this overtime presentation, double overtime between Chivac and King Cove. Here we go. All right, King Cove. Well, thanks to your very own Ian Samuelson, we are going to double overtime and another opportunity to pull off the win here. Ian Samuelson, cold-blooded with a three-point shot from about 35 feet, sending the crowd on their feet. All right. Here we go. Ozzie Friday. Puts up the shot, no good. Grabs his own rebound, no good. Grabs his own rebound again. Puts it up off the backboard, no good. Another offensive rebound. That comes down to Jaden Ovone. That's a steal by Samuelson. He's got numbers on the 2-on-1. Puts up the layup, it's good. That's an offensive foul. That was a good call as Ian Samuelson drove it in. It wasn't necessary that he stave off his defender with his arm. He had the layup to himself, but he chose to put his arm... stick his arm out there and gave himself the offensive foul, and he's coming down here underneath us and he's shaking his head in agreement that he shouldn't have done that. He's talking to his coach, and that's going to be his fifth personal foul. Ian Samuelson coming out of the ball game with great sportsmanship as always. He goes to the bench, giving his teammate, number 54, Anthony Reeve, some encouragement. And here we go. Tie ball game. Jaden Ovone gives it over to Friday. Friday drives all the way in, spits two defenders, puts it up. It's good. Nice looking drive there. We're here in double overtime, 69-67 in favor of TVAC. That's going to be a foul charge to Jaden Ovone. No, that'll be Shane Hardiman, rather, with the foul. And both teams with 10 fouls, so there'll be two shots for Connor Samuelson. First shot goes up, no good. Second shot goes up, and that's good. Okay, here we go, 69-68. Chivac with the one-point lead. Friday, guarded by Ethan Mack. Gives it over to Jaden Ovone on the left side. Slow pass is going to be stolen by Ethan Mack. Drives all the way inside. It's good. Nice steal and nice recovery to gather himself and drive with explosiveness all the way inside and give the King Cove T-Jacks a one-point lead. 3:49 to go. Ozzie Friday up top. Same play. Drives inside, spins, puts up the shot, no good. Offensive rebound comes down to Martins, over to Hardiman, spots up from three-point land. That foul is going to be charged to Connor Samuelson. I believe Hardiman will be shooting three shots on this attempt. Excuse me. First shot goes up. That's good. Tie ball game, 70 apiece. Double overtime. Tickoff School Gymnasium in Point Hope, Alaska. It's the Rex Rock Tip-Off Classic. Second shot is good. We're live here on KSDP Radio. I'm your broadcaster, play-by-play, live here from Point Hope, Alaska, Tyreek DeRozan, Kurt Ovia. And the third free throw is good. So Hardeman makes all three. And immediately on the ensuing play, the T-Jacks come down the court quickly, but Ethan Mack took one too many steps and turned the ball over. Here's Ozzy Friday. 3.5 minutes remaining. Both teams fighting hard to get this W. Ozzy Friday guarded by Ethan Mack. Over here on the left side. Dribbles back up top. Driving in for the same play. Puts it up. Stops and pops in 14. And that's good inside the paint. That play has worked for Friday. And each time the T-Jacks try to change up the defensive scheme, he keeps breaking and splitting off defenders, driving inside and getting the bucket there. Here's Larson. Gives it over to Connor Samuelson. He's going to spot up from three. No good. Nice save there by Anthony Reeve. And a shot by Larson. Levi, that is. No good. But it's an offensive rebound. And Ethan Mack is going to send himself to the free throw line. So a good hustle there by Anthony Reeve. Diving out of bounds and saving the basketball. And Ethan Mack puts up the first free throw. No good. Rolls in and out. They are down four. Here comes the second free throw. And that's no good. Rebound comes down to Jaden Olron. Over to Ozzy Friday. Friday quickly crosses the timeline. He's guarded by Connor Samuelson. 2.5 minutes remaining. Comets lead by four. Here's Ozzy Friday. Same play. Splits in defenders. Drives inside the key from about a good 8 feet. Puts it up and it's good. They lead by six. And same play by Connor Samuelson. Except this one is a three-point play. And that bucket is good. And that foul is going to be charged to Shane Hardeman. I believe Shane Hardeman has fallen out of the ball game, but we'll find out here on the ensuing play as Connor Samuelson will head to the free throw line for the three-point play. The score is 76-72 right now. It's a timeout by King Cove. Both teams with 10 fouls in the bonus. 76-72 in favor of the Comets. Double overtime in Point Hope, Alaska. And here we go. Off the timeout. Connor Samuelson puts up the free throw. It's good. Here we go. It's Ozzy Friday. 2:15 to go. They lead by three. Double team comes quickly. Ozzy Friday drives inside. Same play. Puts up a shot. No good. Grabs his own rebound. Puts up a shot off the backboard. That's good. Ozzy Friday taking this ball game over. 78-73. The T-Jacks down by five. Connor Samuelson dribbling the ball on the left side baseline. Can't find nothing. Gives it over to Larson. Back over to Samuelson. Samuelson drives inside. Teardrop. No good. Rebound comes down to Jaden Olron. Jaden Olron patiently dribbles out. Gives the ball up to Ozzy Friday. Guarded by Connor Samuelson. They got a five-point lead. Here comes a double team by Ethan Mack. But Friday splits the defenders. Drives inside off the double team. Hits number 41. That's Jermaine Joe. He puts up the shot off the backboard. That's good on the left side baseline. 80-73 with a minute 25 to go. Here's Larson. Can't hold on to the ball. Throws it away. Jaden Olron with the steal. He's going to drive it in, put up the free throw. Wide open layup is no good. Rebound to Connor Samuelson. Over to Larson. Levi Larson, that is. Right side. gives it over to Ethan Mack. And Ethan Mack will go over to the free throw line to shoot two. This game is not over yet, folks. He can cut this lead. That first free throw was no good. Here's Ethan Larson. Puts up the second free throw. That's good. They are down six with a minute seven to go. Here's Ozzie Friday. It's a full court press by the T-Jacks. Friday trying to break it and does. Crosses the half court line. Dribbles all the way inside. Dribbles left. Dribbles right. Off the double team. Gets it. Same play. No good by Muchan. And Ozzie Friday with the offensive rebound, and he's going to kick it back outside. Friday finds a wide open Jaden Olron. He's going to spot up from way downtown. And that hits nothing but net. And that will do it. 83-74 in favor of Chivac. Connor Samuelson gives it over to Ethan Mack. Looking for something. Connor Samuelson spots up from the left side, three-point line. He's going to be fouled. That'll be the foul charge to Jermaine Joe. So Connor will go to the line to shoot three. Double overtime here. And Ian Samuelson and Tim Mack fouled out of the ball game. Tim Mack fouling out in the first overtime. And Ian falling out this overtime. Samuelson hits the first free throw. Second shot goes up. That's good. He has a chance to cut the lead to six here with this. And that's no good. Players scrambling on the floor. And they come up with it. Here's Ethan Mack. Picks up the shot. No good. Larson on the rebound. Gives it over to Ethan Mack. Over to Connor Samuelson. Spots up the three. No good. Rebound to Ozzie Friday. We're down to 8 seconds. And that will do it. Jaden Olron holds the ball. 76-83 in favor of the Chivacs of Comet. The Comets of Chivac, rather. A good game, folks. Thank you for joining us on this live broadcast from Point Hope, Alaska, and this double overtime victory by Chivac. This presentation brought to you by KSDP Radio. I'm your host. It's been a pleasure to bring you this live broadcast from Point Hope, Alaska for the King Cove T-Jacks. I'm Tyreek Oldup. God bless you, and good night.
Tyreek, thank you so much. This is Virgil.
Thank you.